لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آذاهم عاد الله من يومين هذا لقاء الله. أما بعد، قال الله في كتاب الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، this is the last section of Surah Shura which we are reciting today. And the verse I recited is verse number 192. And the translation goes like this: this is indeed sent down by the Lord of the worlds. Tanzeel. Tanzeel, the word again, Tanzeel means sent down. What is the meaning of Tanzeel? Mizan explains that something coming from unseen world to the seen world. The seen world is the world of measurement, and you can observe things. Unseen world you cannot see. So Quran came from unseen world, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it came slowly, you know, it diffused slowly. That's how Quran was revealed, diffused slowly from the unseen world to the world of measurements. From Rabbil Alameen, from the Lord of the worlds. Nazala bihi ruhul Amin, brought down by the trustworthy spirit. Ala qalbika litakunu minal munzirin, upon your heart, so that you may be one of the martyrs. Now these are the things, these are the verses which are so important. Who brought it? The trustworthy ruh, the trustworthy spirit, which is Jibreel alayhi salam. And it came to the heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that he becomes born. Okay. He is called trustworthy because whatever he was taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought exited, he protected the knowledge and brought exited to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it came to Prophet's heart. It didn't say that it came to Prophet, but came to Prophet's heart. Right? Qalb. Allah used the word qalb. So what does it mean? That on the qalb, on the heart. Heart means not real like this, blood heart, but it means his soul, his pious soul, which was so intelligent and so intelligent and wise soul, so that he could, and a pious soul, so that he can observe everything what Jibreel alayhi salam brought for him, so that he can take that knowledge and give to the whole world the knowledge. So now there's a discussion goes that how it came and what does it mean. So Mizan tried to explain, Allama Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai, Muhammad Hussain Tabatabai tried with best to explain this, and he said that the wahi used to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he used to go into a kind of semi-coma state at that time, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if he's sitting with his companions, he'll go into semi-coma state and he will get a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Jibreel brought it. So what he says, Allama, that he didn't see Jibreel with his naked eye, physical eye or physical ear, but he saw, because he was anyway semi-conscious, you know, and people were around him but still could not perceive the angel, and he himself was semi-conscious. So and I'm describing Mizan. Mizan is in front of me, brothers. He's right here. So it came to his heart, so that he felt him in his heart. He saw him through the eyes of his heart and the ears of his heart. That's how he saw him. You know, he received the communication. So he said the revelation so that you become the warner. Bilisani Arabi Mubin. In a clear Arabic language, because Arabic language, Imam Jafar Salih alayhi salam says, what Arabic can explain, other language cannot express. There is a beauty of Arabic, you know. What Arabic can express, other language cannot express. وَإِنُّ لَفِي زُبُرٍ أَوَّلِينَ. It is indeed in the scriptures of the ancient. Quran is, Prophet has been mentioned in previous scriptures. Same way Quran was also mentioned in previous scriptures. أَوَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمُوا عُلْمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Is it not a sign for them that the learned of children of Israel recognize it? because it was mentioned in their scripture. So when Quran came and the Prophet ﷺ came, and when they heard Quran, they became Muslim because they knew about it. So initially they got converted quick to Islam, but later on there was so much political pressure, fighting started, then it was hard to convert, but initially they converted quick. وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْدِ الْعَاجَمِينَ فَقَرَاهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Now Allah talks further about that. Had we sent it down upon some non-Arab, Ajameen came. Ajameen is the one who is non-Arab, and they also used to use their same word for the who could not speak clearly, because Arabic is so expressive language, then you know, other language becomes like not able to express the way Arabic is, so they are called Ajameen. So Allah says that if had we sent it down upon some non-Arab and had he recited to them, they would not have believed in it because it was not their language. That's why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says that it is the credit goes to non-Arabs who accepted Islam by Arabic language. Although Arabic was not their language, they still accepted it, because if Quran would have been revealed to some non-Arab language, non-Arab reciting it in his language, Arab would not have accepted it because they had such an ego, you know. They thought they were the best. So this goes to the merit of non-Arabs. Then the verse comes, كَذَوَالِكَ سَلَقْنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And this is how we let it pass through the hearts of guilty. Get it pass through the heart of guilty. What does it mean that get it pass? Because when they hear Quran, they get very angry, they get very hateful towards Quran. And they don't absorb Quran because of their guilt and their anger. And Quran just goes away from the heart. It passes. It doesn't stay there as a faith. And that's the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they hate Allah's words. Although it's the word of Allah, they know it. But the anger is so much, the hatefulness is so much that Allah let it pass it. لا يؤمنوا به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم فيأتي بهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون فيقولوا هل نحن منذرون أفبعذابنا يستعجلون. They do not believe in it until they sight the painful punishment. Allah said they will not believe in the Quran till they see the painful punishment. What does it mean, the painful punishment? The painful punishment means the death. They will be like this till they die, and they will see the punishment of Barzakh. They will not believe. And Allah says in the next verse 202, it will overtake them suddenly. Death comes suddenly while they are unaware. Allah says, and inshallah the translation, it will overtake them suddenly while they are unaware. Thereupon they will say, shall we be granted any respite? Once they go to Barzakh, they want to get some respite. Can we go back? You know, there are verses in the Quran that people who are in Barzakh, they want to come back and do good deeds, you know. Because they were just unjust people. Quran was just passing through their heart. They were busy in this material world and they didn't care much. Then when you see punishment comes, then they realize and they want some respite. So do they seek to hasten on our punishment? Are they? Because before they used to hasten for punishment, this from the all these prophets came before, and kuffar made fun of them. They said, bring the punishment if you are right ones. They always hasten to seek punishment, you know, because they were so arrogant. So Allah talks further about it. أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّتْعَنَهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. Do you see, should we let them enjoy for some years, then there comes to them what they have been promised, are what avail to them will be that which they were given to enjoy. Allah is saying in these verses. That Allah says that if I'm giving them respect for a few years and they're enjoying it, and when it comes to them, the promise of the punishment means when they die, what benefit they got out of all that joy they had for a few years? Means they are enjoying, but punishment will come. And then whatever they are enjoying in this life, what benefit they will not get it? Same thing Allah said about Jewish people in the Quran, that even if I give them 1,000 years of life and they enjoy it, it's not going to stop them from the eternal punishment. So we should be very careful in our Western life. We get so much material benefits. We should be always fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't make it as our testing so that you know we just get involved in this material world of this Western world, lavish life, and forget you and your directions, you know. So we should always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these luxury around us, you know, we should always see that, is it my testing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much is my heart for the Quran? How much I feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much I remember Judgment Day? وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْذِرِينَ ذِكْرًا وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. We have not destroyed any town without its having warners for the sake of admonition, and we were not unjust. Allah did not destroy any town unless there was a warner. Because Allah sends reminder, and Allah is not unjust. Anytime Allah destroyed any town, warners were sent, you know. Now what about us? We are the one towards, we know that before us all the prophets came and left, 11 Imam came and left, 12th one is in occultation. How much more we want to be preached? All books here in front of us, Quran is in front of us. What else we want to be a follower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have no argument against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah fulfill all the arguments. We should be the most obedient ones, because, and we should not go towards this worldly things and desire the world and do sinnings. Because Allah, we are the one who has the most argument in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Judgment Day, Allah said, you are the one, you knew 124,000 prophets. You knew the life of Imam Hussein that martyred, and you know that his story. Now, where are you in the path of Muhammad? Because I have fulfilled all my arguments. Are you waiting for Imam Mahdi to come, then we'll become obedient? By that time, it's too late. It's already too late. We should do astaghfar and go towards Allah. Now Allah is changing topic about, because Kuffar used to accuse Prophet of two things, that this Quran is brought by a jinn. Means jinn is like a shaitan who brought Quran, and they used to accuse him that this is like a work of a poet, you know. So Allah respond to it. Wama tanazzalat bihi shayateen wama yanbaghi lahum wama yastati'un innahum 'anis sam'i lama'zulun. Now these three verses Allah talks about shayateen. It has not been brought down by the devils, neither does it behoove them, nor are they capable. Indeed, they are kept it at bay from hearing it. Now Allah says, it has not been brought by devils in jinnat, neither it behoove them, or not they are capable of. Why it doesn't behoove them? Because their nature is evil. They like evil things. They will not go to proof and purity. So it doesn't behoove them. It doesn't suit them. And they are not capable of them either. Why they are not capable? Because these jinn cannot go to the high sky, high heaven, and get the information from angels about what Allah sent the message to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, and Allah says, indeed they are kept away from hearing it. If they try to go and hear, fire comes to them and hit them hard, you know. That's why they are not allowed to listen to that. Allah is responding to the accusation of polytheists about that Quran was brought up by some shayateen. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرْ فَتَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُعَذِّبِينَ. So do not invoke any god besides Allah, lest you should be among the punished. Now Mizan says this verse especially came from Prophet ﷺ. Now somebody will wonder why Prophet ﷺ, he is the most obedient servant of Allah in the universe. Then why Allah said that? So Mizan argues that Prophet was the most obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah said to him that do not invoke any god besides Allah, lest you should be among the punished. So he's addressing to Prophet, but we are basically more addressed than anybody else. Now why Prophet was addressed? Prophet always prayed to Allah and he didn't associate. It doesn't mean if he was perfect that Prophet Allah cannot say him what is right and what is wrong. Because Prophet had a choice to do what he wants to do. So Allah is a creator, admonish him, this is right and this is wrong. And Prophet was perfect. But Allah is the creator and was a guide and he admonished Prophet what is right and what is wrong. So actually it's for us mostly. Because we always are involved in making partners besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do a lot of sinning. So Allah says to him, so do not invoke any god besides Allah, lest you should be among the punished. وَأَنزِلْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ وَعَنْ the nearest of your kinsfolk. This, when this verse came, it came after the third year after Prophet declared himself to be Prophet openly, and they warned the nearest of your kinsfolk. So he called 40 family members to Abu Talib's house, and then he told Bani Hashim that I am the messenger of God and there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they, you know, most of them were not accepting it. So Maud Ali stood up and he said that I'll be the one who acknowledge that you are the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'll help you. So Prophet said that you are my successor. Prophet said that then there was somehow this family member, they made fun of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first Allah in verse number 213 asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Prophet to just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the next verse he said, warn your nearest relatives. That's how Islam spread. وَقْفِ جَنَحَكَ لِمِنَ التَّقْعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And lower your wings to the faithful who follow you. Lower the wings to the faithful who follow you. Means you should be always very humble. He asked Prophet to be very humble towards believers who were around him. Lower the wings, just like the bird, the female bird, when the chicks come, then she lowers the wing, protect them, and so that they are around, give a lot of love to them. That's how Allah, Prophet to behave with believers, you know. Yeah. And we should do the same thing with believers, you know. We should always be very humble to believers, you know. And with a lot of love and humbleness. But in Asawka Fakul Inni Bari Mimma Amalu. But if they disobey, you say I am absolved for what you do. Prophet has no responsibility for us. If we sin, it's for us. If we do good deeds, for us. Yeah. Prophet job was to convey the message. Although this is a topic that a prophet will do shafaat, you know, intercession, but that's a totally different topic, you know. We are not doing that today. But whatever we sin is for us. وَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمِ الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حَيْنَ تَقُومُ وَتَقَلُّبُكَ كَفِي السَّاجِدِينَ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And put your trust in Almighty, the All-Merciful. That's what Allah did. That's what Prophet did. He always put his trust in Almighty, All-Merciful. Who sees you when you stand on prayer and you're going about among those who prostrate. Allah says, I see you when you do salah, you do sajda, and when you are among companions and they are doing sajda. I see you are standing up, I see you prostrating, you know. So Masum says that the deep meaning of this this one says that the gist is this, what Masum said, that the Noor of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came from Adam Alayhi Salaam till Hazrat Abdullah, and all this Noor came through all these loins. Those all loins were all believed in one Allah. Nobody was mushrik, you know. That's how Allah protected Prophet's Noor. Meaning of this verse, deeper meaning is that. And Prophet said about this verse that don't raise yourself before me from the sajda and from ruku before me, and don't lower yourself in sajda or ruku before me, because I see you towards my back as I see you in front of myself. Means Prophet had capacity to see also on the back side. Innahu Sami'un Alim. And indeed, he is all hearing, the all knowing. Allah says, Allah says, I am all hearing, I am knowing, and I see all your activities, that you stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you prostrate, and your companions do, and I am there. These verses are very touchy. You know, tawakkal ala al-aziz al-rahim alladhi yaraka hina taqum wa taqallubuka fi as-sajidin innahu as-sami'ul 'alim. These three verses are so touchy, you feel, you cry these three verses. Now Allah talks about shayateen, that whom the shayateen come, these jinn. Hal unabbikum ala man tanazzalu shayateen tanazzalu ala kulli affaqin athim yulquna sab'a wa aktharuhum kadhibun. Now Allah says, whom the shayateen come? Should I inform you on whom the devils descend? They descend on every sinful liar. They eavesdrop, and most of them are liars. So the shayateen come. Shayateen have a habit of themselves being evil. You know? They don't like goodness. And they try to deceive people by lies. They turn lies to show if they are honest about it. But they are always liars. So, and they come to the lying heart, the sinful heart. Should I inform you on whom the devils, because they were arguing about that the Quran was brought by devils, you know. Allah is answering again. Should I inform you on whom the devils descend? They descend on every sinful liar. They eavesdrop, and most of them are liars. That's how the devils are. Pushu'arau yattabi'uhumul ghaawun alam tara annahum fi kulli wadin yahimun wa annahum yaqulun ma la yaf'alun. Now Allah talks about poets, because they were accusing a prophet about poet. Now Allah answers about poet. As for the poets, the perverse follow them. Have you not regarded that they row in every valley, and that they say what they do not do? So Allah says these poets are pervert, and these poets, Allah talk about these poets, and all perverse people follow them. Perverse people follow them. Have you not regarded their robe in every valley? What does it mean, the robe in every valley? Means what these poets do, that they sit and they think in their own imagination. And they go, you know, their old world of imagination, which has nothing to do with reality. Quran is totally truth with logic, okay? And poets are totally opposite. They go to their mind and they go to every valley, means every direction. And they think in their own imaginary world, which has nothing to do with reality. And they keep saying words, could be about any kind of sin, you know, they will beautify the sins, they will beautify the falsehood. And the foolish people, they think, wow, what a beautiful thing he's saying, and he's the prophet. They follow him. Like you see all these movie songs, you know, these movie songs, let's say the example of India, Indian movies, they have some poetry there, right? And the fools love those songs, and they become their heart, and they become the part of their life, you know. That's why I see all the singing is so bad, that's why. Because these poets, they're set on their minds. They see about romance and all kind of guna, all kind of sins. And they portray guru, the false. And people follow it. And the second thing, whatever they do, and they say what they do not do. All these poets, they talk big things, but they don't do it. You know, like our idealist things. So their action is different than what they say. So that's why Allah condemned them. So when these verses came, the believers got very scared about poetry, you know. So Allah sent this verse. This verse, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا وَسَيَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيُّهُمْ قَرِيبٌ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Now this is the last verse of Surah Shura. And Allah says, bearing those who have faith and do righteous deeds and remember Allah greatly. I'll read this verse slowly because this is a very famous verse, the last part of the verse in every Mandis. After we finish Mandis, scholar recite this verse, which is a very famous verse. So Allah says, bearing those who have faith and do righteous deed and remember Allah greatly. Means except who? Our poets are bad. Except those who have faith and do righteous deeds. Means the poets who are believers and they do righteous deeds and they remember Allah greatly. And aid each other after they have been wronged. How they aid each other after being wronged? Because at the time of Prophet ﷺ, these kuffar had poets who were going against Islam. So the believers, yes, there are some believers who did poetry in support of Allah SWT and fought back. So Allah is appreciating those poets. And same way, Aima Tahirin appreciated the poets for Ahmed also who did poetry for Hussain al-Islam. So aid each other after they have been wronged. So there are some narrations. Somebody asked Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, what do you say about poets? He replied, indeed a believer does jihad both by his sword and by his tongue. By the one in whose hand is my life, and he talked about by your true poets, it is as if you had shared their blood with arrows. You shared their blood with the arrows of your poetry. Means you are fighting in the way of Allah. The Prophet is talking about these good poets, believer poets who are fighting against kuffars, as if their poetry is like an arrow shedding their blood. Means they are really doing jihad, doing poetry for the support of Islam. And there are a lot of narrations about doing poetry for Ahlul Bayt and how great is the place for those poets who did poetry for Ahlul Bayt. You know, we always remember Anis, Mir Anis and Mirza Dabir. Who will forget them? You know, Mir Anis and Mirza Dabir, you know. They put their name in history, you know. How they did poetry, you know, for Imam Hussain al-Islam, you know. That, you know, like, you cannot complete any majlis without their mercy, you know. Mir Anis and Mirza Dabir, you know, how they did poetry, they just showed the whole Karbala in front of us, you know. That was really placing of Allah SWT on the heart of those great poets of Ahlul Bayt who really put so much steam for the Azadari of Hussain al-Islam. So Allah talks about them. And now I repeat this translation, bearing those who have faith and do righteous deeds and remember Allah greatly. Imam Jafar says, remembering Allah greatly is the most difficult part. It's not just saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, but it is part of remembering. But the real remembering is that when you do your daily chore, you see what is right and what is wrong and do lawful and avoid unlawful things. That's called remembering Allah. And the last part of this verse, and wrongdoers will soon know at what goal they will end up. This is a famous verse we all scholars recite after they finish their speech. وَسَجْعَلْمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيُّمْ مُنْقَلِبُونَ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. And wrongdoers will soon know at what goal they will end up. Means these kuffar munafiqun will know soon that their place is fire. They're going to go to hellfire. Although they are doing all kind of trickeries and all those accusations, and Allah punished them through that Quran passed through their heart, and they cannot absorb, so they love this world. And they were away from Islam, they were in worldly life. And Shaitan were their friends, you know, liars, you know. Brothers and sisters, we are in the end time, you know. This is a time when We have all this world in front of us with all these material things. You know, we have two choices. Either we get engrossed in this material world and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we go to the honest word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Haq Quran, and we follow the path of prophets, and we follow the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, who struggled against all these kuffar and munafiqins. You know, Imam Mahdi is coming soon, inshallah, and he's going to come and take the revenge of the blood of his grandfather Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We pray to Allah that we become his companion, so that on his judgment day we can get shafaat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and shafaat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, shafaat of Bibi Fatima sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and shafaat of Ahlul Bayt. Allah, 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 All